Proclamation number 4129 of 24th of September, 1947. Father words, chaos. Task of the workers for the kingdom of God. The people who will survive my intervention, the raging of the elements of nature, will still be faced by indescribable chaos, and no one will have the strength to be active in a constructive way apart from my own, who can constantly draw strength from their bond with me. They will also master the most difficult living conditions. They will achieve great things because they will obviously be helped by extraordinary activity on my part, for their profound faith in me allows for such activity. And they will find a field of work of far-reaching proportions. There will be people everywhere who are left helpless in the world and unable to cope with the difficult circumstances. And to bring them to faith in me and my love, to give them a faint recognition of truth, to stimulate them to active neighborly love and thus to inform them of my word, that will be the task in the coming time of suffering, which you can well fulfill if you want to be efficient laborers for me and work for me and my kingdom. But then you will also have to go through the time of suffering yourselves. I cannot keep hardship and misery from you where the whole of humanity is affected by it. Instead, I have to confine myself to filling you with strength so that you will survive the time of adversity. But this requires a constant relationship with me, deepest faith and love for your neighbor. Then you can act as teachers for me, and you yourselves will be guided as my will and my wisdom have determined since eternity. And for this reason, you should speak everywhere where it is possible, for what I once say will come true to the sorrow of countless souls which are still very far from me and to the joy of those who have found their way to me. You shall bring them the gospel, you shall inform them of the time of grace until the end, of my activity of an extraordinary kind and of the great spiritual success of the fulfillment of my will, which I make known to people through you. You shall instruct them of the effect of a life of love, of the consequences of right thinking and acting. And if you succeed in making them believers, in winning them over for my teaching, you will have worked successfully for me and you yourselves will be blessed in a spiritual as well as earthly way and thus already be rewarded on earth through the bestowal of extraordinary blessings during the extremely difficult situation of life in the last days. 24th of the 9th, 1947. You will have neither earthly nor spiritual shortage. You will be able to work for my kingdom filled with strength. You will withstand all temptations and also be able to stand your ground to the world. You will be courageous and confident and by no means bow down to the measures of those who are hostile towards me. And you will always and constantly receive my word. And this will be the greatest gift of grace which will make you endure the days until the end. For you will feel me. You will be aware of my presence and thereby exceedingly happy, because I will also show myself to you if increased strength is required for you. And therefore you, who are mine, will also endure the lost and most difficult days and patiently persevere until I come to fetch you into my kingdom. Yet they will weigh unspeakably heavy on those who have no faith in me and who therefore have fallen prey to my adversary beyond all hope. For a terrible end awaits them. They will remain under his control and will be banished anew, so that one day they will be able to be free from his rule, even if it is after an infinitely long time. Amen.